Good evening. You will have to have access to a service book and hymnal and the worship supplement. Music Vespers this evening will take on the form of a hymn festival based on the church year in song. Singing has always been a vital part and expression of the community of believers. In its earliest form, the song of the church was in homophonic form, that is, chant, which had only melody, no accompaniment, no bar lines, no meter. This chant was then given over to the choir and in the name of the congregation was given as a musical offering. By the time of the Reformation, Gregorian chant had been widely used in highly developed musical art form of the church. With the Reformation, however, came another new song form, namely the hymn or chorale. Stimulated by Martin Luther and developed by his successors, the hymn or chorale had the following characteristics. Number one, it always appeared in the language of the people, no longer just in Latin. Number two, it was always in metrical form as opposed to the melismatic form of the Gregorian chant. Three, its melody was easily learned by great masses of people. Four, its rhythm was often complex and very strong, not at all isometric. Five, the range of the melody of the hymn, or the ambitus, was approximately one octave. Number six, since poets were inspired to write the texts, composers were also commissioned to supply the melodies. Wherever possible, these melodies were original. Sometimes, however, melodies were lifted from the world, from the cafes, as Herb Brokering would say, and Innsbruck ich muss dich lassen is a good case in point, was a secular song. As the repertory of hymns grew, one noticed a great many stanzas appearing as well. From Heaven Above, for instance, had 15 stanzas. O Sacred Head Now Wounded had 10. How Lovely Shines the Morning Star had 7. Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice had 10, and Day of Wrath had no less than 19 stanzas. Consider yourself lucky. These long stanzaed hymns pointed up a problem, a challenge, and a solution. The alternatum praxis, or alternating practice, seemed to be the solution and is still used by the Christian church today. Certain stanzas were arbitrarily assigned to certain groups. Men, women, children, choir, instruments, organ, pulpit side, lectern side, balcony, transepts are but a few of the many possibilities that were used and that are used. This evening we shall try to present hymns of Advent, Christmas, Lent, Easter, and Pentecost using both old and new hymns in alternating practice. When you see the rubric all, that means exactly what it says, everybody. Men includes boys, women includes girls. We sing in unison unless we are specifically invited to sing in harmony or in canon. Occasionally a group will begin a stanza only to be joined by another at a later time. When you are not singing, we would ask that you read the text as it is being sung for you by others. You will perhaps find this experience quite exciting as the stanza will take on a new dimension of understanding. In an attempt to illuminate the text even more, an organ improvisation will precede each hymn and will attempt to illustrate the stanza. Occasionally, a stanza within a hymn will be played by the organ alone, and we would ask you to follow along with the text. In the case of From Heaven Above, there will be an improvisation before each of the stanzas. Of the 7 hymns sung this evening, 3 will be probably new to many of you. The church must ever be mindful of the best hymnody of the past and combine it with the best of the present. We think these newer hymns are exciting and deserve a permanent place in the church's repertory. One hymn in particular, Holy Ghost of Rustling Leaves, was written here at the village during these days. Whether this hymn or any other new hymn will be around in the years to come remains to be seen. The manner in which these hymns communicate to you and me and how we relate to them will declare the winner. Hymns written today have much in common with the hymns written in the post-Reformation era. The texts are strong and positive. The tunes to which they are married are short phrases, rhythmic, easily listened to, and recalled. Moreover, they are very melodic. So we begin.
From Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts, he is the King of Glory, Selah. Reading is from the second chapter of Luke. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor in Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Thank you. 19th chapter of John. Pilate then had Jesus taken away and scourged, and after this the soldiers twisted some thorns into a crown and put it on his head and dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him and saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they slapped him in the face. Pilate came outside again and said to them, "Look, I am going to bring him out to you to let you see that I find no case." Jesus then came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said, "Here is the man." When they saw him, the chief priests and the guards shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and crucify him. I can find no case against him." "We have a law," the Jews replied. "And according to that law, he ought to die because he has claimed to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard them say this, his fears increased. Re-entering the praetorium, he said to Jesus, "Where do you come from?" But Jesus made no answer. Pilate then said to him, "Are you refusing to speak to me? Surely you know I have power to release you, and I have power to crucify you." "You would have no power over me," replied Jesus, "if it had not been given you from above. That is why the one who handed me over to you has the greater guilt." From that moment, Pilate was anxious to set him free. But the Jews shouted, "If you set him free, you are no friend of Caesar's. Anyone who makes himself king is defying Caesar." Hearing these words, Pilate had Jesus brought out and seated himself on the chair of judgment at a place called the pavement, in Hebrew Gabbatha. It was Passover preparation day, about the sixth hour. "Here is your king," said Pilate to the Jews. "Take him away, take him away," they said, "crucify him." "Do you want me to crucify your king?" said Pilate. The chief priests answered, "We have no king except Caesar." So, in the end, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified.
Thank you.
First book of Corinthians, chapter 15. Now if Christ raised from the dead is what has been preached, how can some of you be saying that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, Christ himself cannot have been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is useless, and your believing, it is useless. Indeed, we are shown up as witnesses who have committed perjury before God, because we swore in evidence before God that he had raised Christ to life. For if the dead are not raised, Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, you are still in your sins, and what is more serious, all who have died in Christ have perished. If our hope in Christ has been for this life only, we are the most unfortunate of all people. But Christ has, in fact, been raised from the dead, and the first fruits of all who have fallen asleep. Death came through one man, and in the same way the resurrection of the dead has come through one man. Just as all men die in Adam, so all men will be brought to life in Christ, but all of them in their proper order, Christ as the first fruits, and then, after the coming of Christ, those who belong to them, to him.
Thank you.
chapter 2. When Pentecost Day came around, they had all met in one room, when suddenly they heard what sounded like a powerful wind from heaven, the noise of which filled the entire house in which they were sitting, and something appeared to them that seemed like tongues of fire. These separated and came to rest on the head of each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak foreign languages as the Spirit gave them the gift of speech. Now there were devout men living in Jerusalem from every nation under heaven, and at this sound they all assembled, each one bewildered to hear these men speaking his own language. They were amazed and astonished. "Surely," they said, "all these men speaking are Galileans. How does it happen that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya around Cyrene, as well as visitors from Rome, Jews and proselytes alike, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them preaching in our own language about the marvels of God." Everyone was amazed and unable to explain it. They asked one another what it all meant. Some, however, laughed it off. "They have been drinking too much new wine," they said. Let us pray. We give thanks unto thee, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, that thou hast this day so graciously protected us, and we beseech thee to forgive us all our sins and the wrong which we have done, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Into thy hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let thy holy angel have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen.